I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. NBC's The Event returns tonight, and from the looks of the promos, get ready for some monumental events. I talked to two of the stars, Blair Underwood and Zeljko Ivanić, in a conference call where they discussed working together, being typecast, and how they still don't know what The Event really is. This site takes a lot of work, so I really appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Blair and Zeljko.
What appealed to you about the premise of The Event that made you each want to audition for it? And as actors, did all the secrecy surrounding the plot lines make it more difficult for you to create your characters? And I guess we'll start with Mr. Underwood and then Mr. Ivanić.
Let's see. What intrigued me was the world itself, the fact that it was envisioned to be and has become a hybrid of certain genres, and many people have alluded to it being like Lost meets 24, political thriller science fiction even. So that was fascinating to me, and to find out how to navigate through that, the blending of those two genres. And beyond that, the character itself, I found him very fascinating, how he was initially drawn, and even more so, and as Zeljko said a few minutes ago, not only the plot line, just a lot of twists and turns, but our characters are constantly evolving pretty rapidly right now.
Yeah, I think I had a very similar reaction. The stuff that I find really intriguing is always how do ordinary people behave in extraordinary circumstances. And, you know, that's why we have a lot of cop shows and lawyer shows and medical shows, is that, you know, you're looking for situations that just always heighten the stakes. You know, and this was a situation with very heightened stakes and very real characters caught up in them, and watching them kind of try to maneuver in a world that is so quickly getting past their grasp is the kind of thing I just really respond to, and I really liked them, and that certainly kind of held true as the season has gone on, because you find them constantly having to shift gears and reassess where they are because the events are just coming at them so fast. And now, in terms of the secrecy, I should answer that part of your question. I still don't know what The Event is. I don't know how many or if any of our cast members do. And in some sense, in many respects, the process that the writers have and that there's a story that's still evolving here, and you're trying to figure out at what pace to tell it. And in some sense, you know, I know as much as my character does in that moment. And that's kind of not a bad place to be.
Yeah, I feel the same way in terms of the secrecy. I just haven't really pushed the issue and not asked too much, because I kind of don't want to know. I just want to take the ride as the character takes the ride.
Do you find any similarities in the character and your personal life?
As the president? Well, I guess if there are any similarities, you know the fact that I am a father. I'm a husband. I'm very much a family man, and that's you know, aside from that, in terms of the issues and things he has to deal with and confront, of course there are no similarities there, dealing with non-terrestrials and whatnot, but that aspect of being a family man and a father and a husband is very important to me, and how President Martinez is portrayed. It's one of the many conversations I continue to have with the writers and the producers to be sure we show that side when we can. And we are beginning to see more of that with some of these new scripts that you'll see the next year and the next upcoming episodes. I just think it's important just to show different dimensions of all the characters, which I think they've by and large have done an incredible job of doing. So I'm happy about that.
What are some of your favorite scenes to film?
Oh, the ones with Zeljko.
Which is most of them. You know, it's funny, but I was gonna say something similar, because to me that's been the most interesting relationship. Obviously there's an enormous amount of story swirling around us, but that really has been the crux of the season to me so far, is the deepening of that relationship. We start in a very clear antagonistic place at the start of the season, and as things happen, you know, we're both forced to kind of
of re-examine where we are and who's right, and there are no kind of like black and white answers anymore to the situation that we're in, and so that the change in the tone of that relationship and the kind of almost deepening friendship that evolves and then gets challenged again as they find themselves, you know, doubting each other again. That's been the most kind of fascinating thing to me, and certainly the most enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, because truly, Jeb's character, Blake Sterling, is, especially in the later episodes, he's the only person that the president can really trust right now. And, of course, at the beginning of the season, you would have never thought that would be the case. But it's very interesting. So definitely those scenes, and, of course, as I alluded to before, all those scenes that show the family side where the president is not being non-presidential but being... you know, family man in addition to the office that he holds.
From an acting standpoint, when you maybe don't know a ton about what's coming down the line, how you handle that, and if you prefer to work that way, or if you'd rather have a little bit more information about what might happen down the line so you know maybe how to play something now, or if that even figures in.
You want to take that?
Yeah, I mean, that may be different for different characters. I don't know. You know, it's not something we kind of sat down just amongst the actors amongst ourselves to sort out if we're all having the same experience or different experiences. I've been satisfied that I know as much as I need to know to play the scenes I'm playing. That whatever background information I've asked to get about something, whatever my character needs, knows up to that moment, they have been, you know, free with and have fully explained and brought me up to speed. I kind of like, and Blair alluded to this as well, kind of the excitement of the script arriving and going like, oh my God, let's see what happens next. It's actually exciting. Just kind of read through and realize how much the ground just keeps shifting under all these new characters as the plot evolves. I went through a similar situation a little bit on the Damages, where I was given a kind of overview early on about a sort of general arc of the story, but it was pretty generalized and vague, and you know, and again, the sense was just to tell me enough so that I know, kind of, you know, as a character, where I am in any particular moment, and be able to play that. So as long as I feel up to speed enough to play the scene that I'm actually having to play next, I'm fine with that, and you know, the rest is for other people to worry about.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. Once in a blue moon, something will come up, and you just feel as though, you know, you need more information in order to play the scene accurately. But, you know, accurately is, you know, it changes. I mean, what's important in that moment could possibly change. And, you know, Joke and I both worked in series television, for a while, and we know that it's a whole animal unto itself, and it can shift according to what the audience wants to see or the producers change their mind. So, by and large, I feel the same way. I know what I need to know at that time, and if I need some more information, then you ask the producer and the writers, what are you thinking? Because they're usually 3, 4, 5 steps ahead of me. Joking, as I said, usually. Sometimes you get the script the night before, you say, oh, okay, maybe one step ahead of us.
Did you use any reference from movies or TV to create your characters? I mean, big influences or something? Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, for me, I want to make sure, I always say that, of course, I'm not playing the current president, President Obama, but you can't help but be aware of course, and possibly influenced by the fact that you have a youthful, family-oriented, newly elected president, his third year right now. But also, I've gotten, in the last, of course, year or so, much more interested in watching historical documentaries. I was watching one on President Reagan last night, because that's a whole different perspective on that life lived inside the walls of that White House and behind that Oval Office desk. So I find it much more interesting. So I found myself pulling different pieces here and there. And there's always the person that the president is, and then there's the person that how the president is perceived. And it does influence how you hopefully will do more of is show his patriotic side, how much he loves this country. And I think sometimes you have to state that. You assume, so as the president, that he is that, he feels that way, but sometimes it's important to say. And that you know, that's impacted by watching certain real-life presidents, in this case, Reagan.
I mean, also kind of as I read the first script and you know, kind of started seeing what this world was like, obviously, you know, there were some obvious kind of real-world models to look to, like Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, and I luckily just read, just before we started the pilot, I think, happened to read a book called The 1% Doctrine, about kind of the politics within the Bush administration following 9/11, and a good deal of it is about Dick Cheney, and you know, saying if there's a 1% chance of something happening, then you are justified basically taking all measures to prevent that from happening if it's a threat to you. So that was very useful, and the politics that go along with that, and the bureaucracy and bureaucratic politics that go along with that, were all kind of useful information going in. And then at some point, you know, the real story in the show takes over, and the real relationships take over, and you kind of, it's not that you leave all the rest of that behind, but suddenly you're dealing with a very, very specific new set of circumstances. So it was certainly an inspiration looking to kind of characters, real life characters like that. But at some point, you know, you're in the world of the show, and that takes over.
Mr. President, how do you intend to solve the global economic crisis, and what has it pulled for me?
You are funny.
Sorry. Okay, so what have you current and previous presidents to guide you through this series? And can you also talk a little bit about
your book? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the beginning of that question. Sorry.
No, I just wanted to know, you know, what have you pulled from the current president and previous presidents to guide you through this series?
Well, the biggest lesson is that they're all so different. I mean, their personalities and their backgrounds make them all so uniquely different. So that was important to understand. I mean, people talk about being presidential. What is presidential? And to me, it's someone who has can engender trust, and people will believe in him to follow his gut, his instincts to lead the country in the right direction, whatever that means. I mean, that's different for everybody, but you have to believe in that person. Beyond that, I think it's trying to be as truthful and as honest and sincere as possible to do whatever you feel is the best way to lead a country. And book, the last book was from Cape Town with Love, and that came out already, and we'll have a new book coming out within a year called South by Southeast.
Well, my question is actually for Mr. Ivanek. You know, you mentioned earlier that people assume that you always play the bad guy. So are you afraid of being typecast as always playing, you know, the serious, dark type of character, or do you find that a good thing?
You know, I find it a good thing to keep working. The typecasting doesn't necessarily bother me as much as you might think. You know, I don't know whether I just look sinister in a suit or if people see you in certain characters in certain series and kind of respond to that, and that's kind of what you get known for. I'm not sure where all that comes from, but it's interesting stuff to play. It's fun to play. It's fun to play characters who can be one thing on the surface and kind of another thing down below. And there's a lot of kind of variety and juice in all of that. So I don't feel you know, straitjacketed by it. Yes, it'd be nice to get a laugh once in a while, and it'll change your pace once in a while, and luckily that still happens. As long as the characters themselves are interesting, I'm just happy that they keep asking me to do it, and that I get a chance to work and stay in the business and grow and work with people. I just love being part of something. I love being part of a series. I love being part of a working environment and a working family. So anything that makes it possible to keep doing that, I'm perfectly happy with.
What have you found as being the biggest challenge for you to bring your character to life on the screen?
What comes to mind to me is what I always liked from the beginning of the show was just how strong these characters were and how many kind of different worlds you were following. And at the same time, there's this overwhelming story arc going on. And sometimes it is, you feel you are everyone's needed to push the plot along, and then you want to raise your hand. It's like, yes, but what's going on inside of me in this moment? And you don't always kind of get to, play that out fully. Luckily, there's plenty of moments and plenty of scenes where the reverberations among the characters and how they're each individually kind of struggling with these things are played out. But there's also a good deal of time where we just, are looking after this juggernaut of a story that everybody is dealing with as best they can, and sometimes that just has to take precedence.
For me, I think one of the bigger, I think not even a challenge really, it's a concern or a thought process is, and it seems like a very simple thing, but it's to not get caught into the trap of being presidential and playing this particular character. And it can be a trap. You start to play for results and just make him as human as possible. It's a subtle nuance, but it's all how you approach it, but it can be a trap, I think, for an actor. It's the same way an actor tries to be intelligent or smart or, it's all playing for results and not doing that because it's such everybody has their idea and notion in their own heads and minds what a president should be. So, but in terms of that, just the character side, the character stuff, and the writers, when we receive the scripts, they've done such a good job of constructing the story and putting it all together.
Is there any truth to that question, are you all nervous about being directed by him?
You want to start with that, Joe?
He did direct the 15th episode, and it was fantastic. I loved working with him. He just brought a very unique energy to the whole process, and a very different eye. I think I obviously haven't seen the episode, but it was kind of astonishing watching him tell a story as if it was kind of all in his head already, in a way. He just kind of had to translate what was in his eye and in his mind to all of us to get those pieces, all the pieces he needed. He was very, very clear, very driven, and at the same time, it was not just about, oh, here's a cool shot or this interesting visual. Never felt about that. It always felt like, what story am I telling in this moment? Not just in this scene, but in this moment. And he kept a really clear eye on, is he telling the character's dilemma right here, right now, for each character in the scene? Kind of how he kept track of all of that, I don't even know. But it was, you might have expected a cinematographer. He's just going to be interested in the look of things. And you realize very quickly the look of things is all about storytelling. And so I had a terrific time with him.
Yeah, well said. I mean, we've been very fortunate to have some great directors, starting with Jeffrey Reinhardt, executive producer. But I'd say Janusz Kaminski, who, as you said, has an Oscar. They have two Oscars. He's done most of Spielberg's movies, if not all of them, since Schindler's List. Has an Oscar, Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan. And given just that whole pedigree of who he is and where he comes from, it was fascinating to watch it. Just as Jelko said, the fact that, he had a certain specific look. When you see episode 15, you'll probably see a different look and style to the show, but it was all informed by what is the story and who are the characters and what are the characters doing at this moment. That was fascinating to watch, and just personally, Janusz Kaminski is a force of nature. Just that energy, I wish I had that much energy on any given day, so it was fascinating to watch and experience.
With you guys not knowing what's going to happen pretty much week to week in the scripts, has anything that your character done completely surprised you, kind of to the point where you're like, had to kind of rethink the character?
Yeah, every week.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you know, there's a moment at the end of this double episode that's coming up where it's a real kind of action adventure episode on for my character. On the one hand, it's a real kind of change of pace completely, but ends with a real kind of a moment of having to kind of reassess his view of this whole situation and his view of the aliens, and it just comes out of the events that happen that lead into that, and you know, suddenly put him in a place that, like I was saying before, he never kind of expected to be in, and a shift in perspective. We'll see if it lasts and how circumstances kind of affect it. But I think there's a real moment of clarity for Sterling that he didn't see coming.
Can you somewhat tell us, how was your transition from the theater to the screen?
I don't know if it's a transition. They're just very, very different worlds, and the things I love about both. I mean, what I always loved about theater is that that's an experience that a company of actors, you know, just sinks itself into for weeks, and you really get to work on the material, and by the time you're in front of an audience, you really own it. You know, it's really in your bones, and then the shared experience with an audience is kind of the crowning glory, because you feel from beginning to end the group of actors and the audience kind of control those 2 hours and how that story gets told, and it's shared. And that's what I always loved about theater, and what I miss about the fact that I haven't done it now in a few years. And in television, you're by necessity working in bits and pieces and scenes, and things are out of order, and you never can have the same sense of how will this look when it's all put together, what will the effect be, and it's difficult to have the same sense, you know, when you suddenly get a bunch of new pages on the night before that you own that material in the same way. But you are part of this evolving story and an evolving character. And that's exciting that, you know, from week to week and episode to episode, you are building on something all the time and doing it with the writers and with the directors and are part of a kind of evolving creation. And I love that as well. Beyond that, they're both things I love doing, but they're very different animals, and I don't know that transition is from one to the other is kind of the right word so much. It's just a very different world and somewhat different, you know, skill set.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.